Hey everyone, Novalane here. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into something seriously powerful, the magic of positive self-talk when it comes to conquering those pesky phone addiction tendencies. Ever catch yourself scrolling endlessly, mindlessly tapping away, and then feel a little pang of guilt or frustration? You know that feeling when you realize hours have vanished and you've barely accomplished anything else? Well, my friends, the answer might lie not in some crazy app or will-pump miracle, but something much simpler, the way you talk to yourself. Trust me on this one. Our inner voice has an incredible influence on our actions, especially when it comes to habits we're trying to break. And today, we're going to unlock the power of positive self-talk to rewire those thought patterns and finally get a handle on your phone usage. So, buckle up, because these 5 key takeaways are about to change your game. First off, ditch the negative self-blame. Seriously, I'm so addicted. Oh, I'm such a failure for checking my phone again. Those thoughts only fuel the fire of shame and guilt. It creates this vicious cycle where you feel worse about yourself, which leads to more mindless scrolling, and around we go. Instead, try something like, okay, I notice myself reaching for my phone again. That's cool, it happens. Now let's refocus. Second, become your own cheerleader. We all have an inner critic, but guess what? We also have an amazing inner champion waiting to be unleashed. Celebrate those small wins, even if it's just putting your phone down for 5 minutes longer than usual. High five yourself for that accomplishment. That positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and make those little victories feel like huge leaps forward. Third, remind yourself of the awesome things you can achieve without your phone constantly buzzing in your ear. Think about a hobby you've been wanting to pick up, a book you've been meaning to read, or even just enjoying a good old-fashioned conversation with someone face-to-face. Visualization is key. Imagine yourself engaging in those fulfilling activities and feel the excitement building. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some intense meditation session, though those are great too. Simply pay attention to your surroundings and your body's sensations when you feel that urge to reach for your phone. Take a few deep breaths. Notice the sounds around you, or focus on the feeling of your feet on the ground. These simple mindfulness exercises can help create a mental space where you're less likely to get sucked into the digital vortex. And finally, remember progress over perfection. You're not going to break free from phone addiction overnight. There will be slip-ups, there will be days when you feel like you've fallen off the wagon. But that's okay. Every time you catch yourself getting pulled back in, use it as a learning opportunity and refocus on those positive self-talk strategies we talked about. Keep practicing, keep reminding yourself of your goals, and celebrate every step forward. Okay, picture this. You're at a dinner party with friends. The conversation is flowing, laughter fills the air, and everyone is engaged in genuine connection. But then, someone pulls out their phone to check social media, and suddenly the energy shifts. People start checking their own phones, the conversation dwindles, and the sense of togetherness fades away. It's a common scenario, right? This is where positive self-talk comes into play. Imagine yourself being that person who chooses to stay present, engaged, and fully immersed in the moment. Instead of reaching for your phone, you remind yourself, I'm here with amazing people I want to connect, and this conversation is valuable. You focus on actively listening, asking questions, and contributing to the conversation. That's the power of positive self-talk. It helps you make conscious choices that prioritize real connections over digital distractions. So, remember these key takeaways. Ditch the negative self-blame, be your own cheerleader, remind yourself of what you can achieve phone-free, practice mindfulness, and celebrate progress over perfection. You've got this, guys. It's all about shifting those thought patterns, rewiring your brain, and taking back control of your time and attention. Ready to put these tips into action? Head over to our social media channels and share your thoughts. What are some positive affirmations that have helped you manage phone usage? Let's build a supportive community and conquer screen addiction together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.